You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Right, Making Men, we are looking at imposter syndrome with Pastor Joseph Malibanga. So have you ever feel like you're just one step away from being found out at work? You're not alone. Imposter syndrome sneaks up on even the most successful men, making them doubt their skills and accomplishments. Let us tackle the silent career killer and find ways to feel as confident on the inside as you look on the outside. Pastor Joseph, before we get into our conversation, can we open with the word of prayer?
Okay, shall we pray?
Amen.
Our God and our Father, we want to thank you this wonderful morning. We pray that as we begin our program, you will help us to understand this that is going to help us to become better in the society, and also to be people that will learn to depend upon you in all situations of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen, Pastor. Thank you so much. Let's get into it, Pastor. What are some common signs of imposter syndrome, and how can men recognize them early, like earlier on? How can
they?
Yes, Pastor.
Sure. So sometimes it's not easy to know that you are in such a situation.
Okay.
But there are a few things that can help you to realize that actually I'm in this situation. And one of the key factors that can help you to realize that is persistence of doubt and feeling of inadequacy. You begin from nowhere, you just begin to doubt yourself. Am I doing it right?
Sure.
While you are doing your best, but you begin to doubt yourself, you know?
Sure.
The fear of being found or exposed as a fraud, you know? Difficult to accept praises or recognition. Sometimes overthinking to compensate the perceived shortcomings. Sometimes you also begin to compare yourself with others, the feeling like you are not pretending, you know, whereby anxiety now comes in, stress, and also burnout.
Sure, Pastor, you're my shame. So how does imposter syndrome impact career growth and satisfaction?
Sorry, come again?
How does imposter syndrome impact career growth and satisfaction?
Sure. So it limits your career advancement. You know, you have that fear of failure or inadequacy. It just holds you back. You fail to progress. You are limited. It also reduces job satisfaction, you know, whereby you've done something, but you can't just feel satisfied. You know, you've done it to your best, but again, you don't feel like you have done it. You know, that satisfaction doesn't come. And it also increases stress and burnout, you know, overthinking. You also try to work so hard to compensate the time that you feel you didn't do much. And in the process of doing that, you end up being stressed. You are frustrated. Even when someone comes towards you, they speak something good, you would think they are just mocking you. So it really draws you back. You fail to advance in your career.
Sure. So most of the time, do you often feel doubt, or you doubt your ability, or feel like a fake in your profession in a way?
Sorry, the network is cutting, so I'm not getting you clearly.
My question was, do you often doubt your abilities or feel like fake, like in quotes, fake in your profession? Like I was asking a question earlier on to say, how does imposter syndrome impact career growth? So do you feel like you are failing in your career or in your profession?
Currently, I'm not.
I'm not referring to you, Pastor. I'm asking for the listeners. So maybe some of people, so also some of men, they do say, "Hey, I feel like I'm failing in my career. I feel like this is not my position." You understand?
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, what role do mentorship and supportive networks play in overcoming feelings of inadequacy?
Sure. So, mentorship and supportive networks really helps to guide and encourage from experienced mentors. You know, you find people that have done it, that are doing fine. Yeah, they can help you and also encourage you to realize yourself and the potential that is within you. You know, you begin to share the experience and empathy from your peers. There's a constructive feedback and constructive criticism. Actually, networking opportunities and the collaboratives. Yeah, so it's where by now you begin to interact with people, with men and women of experience. That will help you to connect you and makes you have that feeling of belonging to a particular group of people that are supporting you and seeing that you can do it better.
There are some people, Pastor, that introverts. Yes, let me put it that way. There are some people, they are men. We know that they are introvert. They don't want to be in a public space, or they don't want to be. They don't want to network with other people. So, how can one go out there and feel free to network with other people and
It's a
have
matter of knowing that you
and
can't make it alone as an individual.
Right.
No matter how much you try alone, you can't do it. You know, from the time of our birth, our growth depends on other people. So the older we grow, the more we realize that our success depends on our connection. You know, the world remembers people that do well. So the more you connect yourself with people that are doing well, the better for you to come into picture of being known and also being active and being of value to the community. So when you just say, "No, I'm introvert, I can't easily open up," you are blocking opportunities that will help you to have more success in the future.
Thank you so much for that, Pastor. So, how can men reframe a self-doubt into motivation for growth and learning?
The first one is you refrain from negative thoughts. You challenge your self-doubt with positive affirmations. So there are times whereby you begin to say, "Can I do it? Why did I?" You know, you are just blaming yourself over the things that you've done, the decisions that you made in the past. But the best way is to refrain from such negative thoughts and begin to think positive about yourself. Number two, you also focus on learning. You view new challenges as opportunities for growth. Number three, you set realistic goals. You break tasks into manageable, achievable steps. Then number four, I would say you begin to celebrate your success. You acknowledge and build upon accomplishment. Sometimes, you know, we don't celebrate our success. So it's very important when you do something for yourself. You just appreciate yourself. You buy something nice for yourself. You just go out for refreshment, for recreation. You just award yourself for the good works that you do. In that way, you do better rather than waiting for people to recognize you and say good words about you. You know, this time, people really appreciate. So if you can begin to appreciate your good works, you'll go far.
Earlier on, Fundis, I said there are men who are insecure, you understand, who are introverts. So how do one navigate feedbacks or criticism when you're already feeling like you're insecure?
Sure. When you feel that way, like I mentioned earlier on, is you do away with the negative thoughts. You know, the new challenges that when people begin to criticize you begin to see something good that can help you to become better. I've just come to realize people will always talk and people will never stop talking as long as they have their own mouth. You cannot control them not to speak about you. So people always talk, but what is important for you is to begin to digest what they are saying. Is what they are saying true or not? If it's true, you begin to change. If it's not true, you just learn from it and just brush it off and move on. People will never stop talking. Hey, if they can talk about the dead, what about the living?
Yo, I hear you, Mfundisi. Yo. So, Mfundisi, what practical steps can help men replace imposter feelings with genuine confidence?
Number one, you develop self-awareness.
Right.
It's whereby you recognize your strength, your weakness, and your values. It's very important to recognize your strength and your weakness, because this helps you. When you look at your weakness, you look at your strength, so you use your strength to deal with your weakness. And also you try to see your worth. How valuable are you? That will help you to become better. Number two, you build skills and expertise. What I mean is you invest in training and development, things that will help you to grow and become better. Number three, you focus on progress. Not perfection, because many of us, we focus on how perfect we can do something. But the major important thing is focusing on your progress, growing from one step to another step. So every step that you take in life, you are becoming better version of yourself.
Right.
So it's not about focusing on your perfection. You also practice self-compassion, whereby you treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Then lastly, I would say you surround yourself with positivity. You foster supportive relationships. In that way, it will help you to become better.
Right. The second last, Mfundisi, what resources or support system would help alleviate imposter syndrome?
What?
What resources or support system would help alleviate imposter syndrome?
What can help us is, number one, you take time of doing things.
Right.
You are patient and be supportive. Yeah, by seeking, recognizing the signs, seeking help, refraining from self-doubt. You look at men that can build you and genuinely help you to build your confidence.
All right, Mfundisi, before I let you go, here's the last one. So what advice would you give someone struggling with imposter syndrome?
Okay, the advice I would give is that let them see themselves as champions. From the onset, from God's creation, no one was created to be a failure. You see, when I read from the scripture on the account of creation, I just come to realize that after man's creation, there was nothing that was created except for the Sabbath. Meaning God created man as an overseer. No one was created to be a follower. No one was created to be the tail. Like God puts it in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13, I will make you heads and not tails. So it's very much important to begin yourself as a champion, not as a failure. In any steps of life you find yourself, you can make it. You are still the best. You can do it. You know, it's fine to fail. It's fine when things don't go right. You know, it's just one way of learning to build yourself to become better. You know, champions, no one was born a champion. But we build ourselves to become better.
Right. Beautiful one, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for that. Mfundisi, let's close with a word of prayer.
Sure, thank you. Shall we pray? Our God and our Father, we want to thank you and glorify you this morning. We pray by your grace and power that you help us to realize our potential and of what value and benefit we can be to this world. I pray for people who might be going through this situation we just from discussing, that you help them to realize who they are and the purpose of their existence. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for that. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Sure. I'm humbled. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was That was Pastor Joseph Malibanga. He was talking to us about making men imposter syndrome. Our topic for today was imposter syndrome. We were looking at making men. I hope you did enjoy that conversation with Pastor Joseph Malibanga.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.